We are the Quarry Monitoring Committee. What we do is we monitor the activities that are going on inside the quarry in terms of blasting and getting information to make sure that they're in compliance. That's where the monitoring part is. For the most part, the compliance issues have been met.
Actually, we don't even do the monitoring. We take funds that the quarry supplies to the municipality to hire a consultant who does the monitoring, who then gives us a yearly report, and every report we get falls within the standards of those documents you have in your hand.
In order to change those documents, the contract has to be opened up by two parties, the quarry and the city, and then a new contract has to be negotiated. That's the way it was set up in 97, those are the documents that spell out what the limits are and the limits of where they can go in the quarry, the limits of the blasting. That's what set it up. Now, that's what we monitor. To open that document would require a whole nother negotiation of terms and contracts, and the quarry would have to be part of it. We cannot unilaterally say to the quarry, you have to change this. It doesn't work quite that way because that's a document that's signed that became an ordinance. So it's two parties that have to agree to changing the rules within that document.
Is this ordinance lifelong, in perpetuity? So there's no end date on Payne and Dolan's right to blast.
Correct. Now, if they're willing to come to the table and the council says, hey, we would like to look at that, and they're willing to come to the table and change those standards.
Is it my understanding that the quarry was allowed to expand its original ordinance of the land use in the last 5 years?
I believe it was longer ago than that.
Because they expanded to the west, to the east and to the south.
There was an expansion. The berm is a different issue, but there was an expansion back when I think Alderwoman Shore was on there that I don't exactly remember how all that went because I wasn't an alderman at the time, but I do remember being a citizen in the audience like you and hearing some of the similar complaints, and they wanted to expand and put a building outside the PDD.
So the city then did allow the quarry to expand?
In my opinion, yes, there was some sort of expansion. And the authority went through only the Plan Commission. So the only people that were elected officials that had a vote on that at the time for the berm expansion, for sure, was the Plan Commission. That didn't even go to council. So the Plan Commission is chaired by the mayor, and then there's one other alderman that sits on that, and neither one of us were in office at the time, but that was where the authority lied at that time, was with the Plan Commission.
I'll quit now, and with one comment. I've been in that house since 1976. People talk about this last blast. I can tell you between 2010 and 2015, the blast happened regularly, twice a day, for weeks on end during the summer. I have the reporting and the records to show that the activity in that quarry was consistently above standards of normal use by my standards. I did direct the city to bring a seismograph from the University of Milwaukee, UW-Milwaukee, and they put this on my property for 1 month. The seismograph proved that the blasts were not exceeding the documentation that this conveyance permitted them to blast under. So I would be interested if somehow you would put out some kind of inquiry as to how many people's homes have basement floor damage.
How many people's floors in your basement are cracked?
Throughout
the basement.
How many of you have wall damage
in the ceilings or in the corners where the doors meet.
There's got to be a way that we have to find some relief from either the consequences of what Payne and Dolan is doing, or we've got to find some compensation for us for what we're losing in house value. Now, this gentleman lives the house behind me in my block, and he's here. I don't know how many other people live on 60th or 59th Street in my general area, but I had a house two blocks down where the mirrors cracked in the house on one blast. Came down and we're lucky, didn't hurt anybody, hurt anybody. So we need to get somebody to do something about this.
If you would like to speak rather than raise your hand, you can come up to the microphone and get in line.
I'm Pam Kuchecki, and I live on Allwood Drive right across from the quarry. Drexel Avenue is my backyard. I've been a resident of Franklin since the mid-70s, and I was around when we had the last battle with the quarries over the blasting. And it was before the city okayed the expansion or the rezoning for the quarry and allowed them to blast closer to our houses. I'm very frustrated because he asked the question, what kind of damage is happening to your home? And I can tell you that every basement wall has needed to be repaired and shored up, and, you know, the steel rods put in. That blast in October caused two cam lights from my kitchen to fall out of the ceiling, and the house shook violently. My question to you kind of follows up what this gentleman says. Is anybody that represents us as citizens willing to do the work to find out how much damage is being done to our homes? How many people have had basement damage, wall damage, and actually get a count of the damage being caused by the quarry? Now, I remember back in when this whole fight started initially, we were told it's not the quarry, it's the clay here. Well, I'm here to tell you that the neighbor to my right, the neighbor to my left, a few other neighbors on the block have all had basement problems. It's not the building. It's not just the clay. When your house shakes, and it shakes on a regular basis, it's going to cause damage. I can speak to that contract that was offered back when. I showed that contract to a lawyer. He told me it wasn't worth the paper as written on. It gave the quarry so much power, and I believe it was beyond 3 months that your house had to be for sale, and then they would set the going cost of the value of your house at that time. I believe it was offered in negotiations to get the approval for the rezoning so that they could continue to blast. I have one last question, and I'm not sure if I'm confused about what I've read, but my understanding is that blast on the first was a 17% blast. I believe it also said in that article that they were blasting at that point something like 1,100 feet from Drexel, but that they're allowed to come within 800 feet, 850 feet of Drexel.
Drexel is, I know it's 650 on one.
It's 850.
It's 850 on one and 650 on the 51st.
Well, my backyard ends at Drexel. And with the damage I'm having now, and if they're really truly out at 1,100 or whatever it is now, I can't imagine what's going to happen to my house if they're allowed to blast closer. So I'd really like to know what those figures really are. Where are they blasting? How close to my house are they blasting now?
I'd like to address your question about will people, you know, like us in the city, find a method to determine your damage. The only thing for me that comes to mind is that the city takes funding and finds a method to assess. Now, I don't know what that would be. I'm not a builder or anything like that. But the PDD allows the city to use funding provided by the quarry, but I think it's very specific that it has to be for dust and blasting. And I don't think that money would be allowed for that use. Now, that's a question. We can reread the PDD and look. It's been a couple of years since I read everything in there. But short from that money covering that request and Payne and Doling agreeing to it if it doesn't cover that request, the money would have to be approved by the city council to do that. And we're talking, would the mayor support, would the alderman, all the aldermen support, you need four votes, would they support putting $50,000, $100,000 toward that goal or not? Oh, and I'm just throwing out a number. So that is...
I get that money makes the world go round.
Right.
But this city gave those quarries the right to expand by changing the zoning laws.
I understand. I'm just letting you know a process that...
to the citizens also.
Right. And what I'm giving you is the process that could make that happen. And with us being a recommending body, we can... at this meeting, make a motion and make a recommendation to the council that they consider this, but then it goes to the council.
I get it.
And then that decision is made there.
And I guess my request then would be that you make that recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Jerry Fredrickson. I live at 8016 South 60th Street. We also felt the blast very strongly on October 1st. What I really have is kind of a technical question for the quarry representatives here today. When you do your planning for blasting, obviously you have to know the exact location where you're going to place the explosives and the amount of explosives that you're going to be using. I assume that you have records of the dates and the locations and the strengths of the blasts that you on a particular day. Is that correct? Okay.
Mr. Clint Winokur is nodding his head yes.
Sorry. Okay, you do.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay,
I mean, it's kind of a technical thing. I mean, I don't know what kind of explosives you use these days, if it's dynamite or whatever, but... you have recorded the amount of explosives that you're using, correct?
Right.
Okay. So on days where you're getting lots of complaints, I think it would be an interesting comparison to look at the records. When you're getting all these complaints, there's 15 complaints apparently on October 1st. How much explosives did you use and where was that placed? And on days where you're blasting, that we know you're blasting, but you're not shaking our houses, how much explosives are you using on those days? I think that'd be a worthwhile comparison as a guideline to us that you're a good neighbor, that you're going to limit the amount of blasting. It might cost you a little bit more to make a couple smaller blasts instead of a gigantic blast that shakes our homes. But... I think I'd be interested. I'd be willing to come to your place and do the research and take a look at your records and just take a look at what the comparisons are between the complaint days and the days there are no complaints. What's the degree difference in the amount of explosives you're using?
Go ahead.
Just
why don't you go to the mic and just state what your name and position is so people know.
Sure. My name's Clint Winninger. I'm the land resources manager for Payne and Dolan, also a geologist with Payne and Dolan. So to answer your question, it's a little more, it's not just as simple as the how many pounds or not. So let me just start by the blast that got probably most people here from October 1st, right? So we were blasting in the top bench of the quarry and about the south central portion of the quarry, just straight north of, pretty much north of, I think, Lake Allwood, where the pump station is, right in that area. And all our blasts are monitored. So we have four permanent seismographs around the quarry. One is on Allwood, one's, and then we got three on 51st Street. So those are in operation all the time, so they record every seismic event that we have at the quarry. And there's two main things that they're measuring. The first is ground vibration, and then the second would be what you call the air blast, or the change in pressure noise, if you would, that results in that blast. So if you go back to the event of that day, you know, we had a 0.11 on the vibration unit at the Allwood pump station, which is the closest measuring device to any residence. Okay, so the there's a Z curve that they have that measures or helps correlate where all these things have to be, because there's two components: the vibrations, it's the ground movement, but then also the speed of the ground movement as well. So similar to like a boat, if you're going big waves and you go up and down, you're going to feel it more, where if they're real close together, you're just going to cut across them. So that Z curve was established by the U.S. Bureau of Mines through extensive study, and they set it up that with a safety factor built in, that if you're below this curve, that there's no potential for damage to the buildings and structures. Mm-hmm. And they call it a Z curve because it goes up and over and up like that. So where you're on the lower end of the frequency of the waves, then you have to be at a lower vibration. So the limit on that in that neighborhood is about 0.5 or 0.55, somewhere in there. So we're well below the standards of where we are. So what happened at the air blast was substantially low, but the weather conditions on that day were very overcast and very like a misty day, right? So what happened is that noise came off and
wasn't
bounced.
Wasn't an air blast.
Well, we know it's not vibrations because the vibrations
were.
It was
vibrations.
Okay.
Every venture
sweet.
Yeah.
So we measure all that, but what's going to happen though is with the air blast is.
It wasn't an air blast.
I'm sorry, don't, please.
Let's be courteous to each other.
Yeah.
I mean, he's here to speak to your questions, not be challenged.
I just want to say, regardless of what your measurements are, or seismograph measurements are, our homes shake. You say you're maybe well within the limits, the scientific limits and everything else, but the last blast, you said, well, it was only 70% of what we're allowed. That figure's been brought up 3-4 times tonight already. So that means you could blast another 5 times higher, 5 times as much or 6 times as much. Our houses would be on the ground. They'd be leveled, if you did that. So I'm not saying, that you're not doing some scientific measurements out there, but I think you have to respect us, and that's why I'm saying, you must know the parameters of how much blast or how much explosive it will take to rattle our houses. You've got to have that somewhere in your documentation. So I'm just saying, let's look at that. Don't exceed that. If it costs you a few more bucks to do some smaller blasts, please do that. And just limit them out. Damage to our homes.
We also try to minimize, like I was trying to get at that day with that weather. We try not to shoot on those kind of days, just for that reason. So that's the first time that we've had anything like that happen since I've been with the company, and it's been almost 25 years. So
I disagree.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll give other people a chance to talk.
Thank you.
My name is Penny Donosky, and I live at 7985 South 57th Street. In Franklin, and I've lived there since 1980. And I thought all the really hard blasts were over. I thought we had settled a lot of this. And I know that the quarries were maxed out to the south years ago. When did they, was the last time they were measured?
Are you talking about a measure of...
I'm addressing March.
Well, I'm the chair, and I need to make sure that everyone understands the question, including people who might want to listen to the tape. So the question of measuring, are you talking about measuring a blast, measuring by foot, measuring what's the question?
Measuring